Now 95 years old, Yakov Polly, the last known Nazi death camp guard still living in the U.S., finally taken from his home in Queens, New York early today, and flown by the government to Germany after fighting deportation for 14 years. Today's exile coming 75 years after Polly was a guard at the infamous Tronicki labor camp, where 6,000 Jewish men, women, and children were massacred in one of the worst atrocities of World War II. The White House issuing a statement that by preventing prisoners from escaping, Polly played an indispensable role in ensuring that the Tronicki Jewish victims met their horrific fate at the hands of the Nazis.
I have no pity on the fact that he's 95 years old. My pity has been all used up on his victims.
Polly came to the U.S. in 1949, winning citizenship by lying on his immigration papers, claiming to have worked on a family farm during the war. Why did it take so long to deport him, despite years of protests outside his home? The White House and civilian Nazi hunters say no one wanted him back.
Previously, Germany demanded evidence that you had to have an eyewitness testimony. I saw him commit these crimes. How could that be in a situation where everybody was murdered?